Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Stella Blue Coffee is more than just great coffee. It's coffee with a purpose. Introducing We Brew to Rescue, a nationwide campaign using proceeds from our new ready-to-drink cans to help fund 1,000 pet adoptions this year. Every can you crack open helps a real pet find a real home. Simple as that. Made with 100% Colombian coffee, each 11-ounce can delivers smooth, drinkable energy with a boost of protein. Available in espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. Built for mornings, long days, and everything in between. Drink Stella Blue, fuel your day, and help save a pet's life. You can follow our progress in real time throughout the campaign by watching the adoption tracker on our site. Grab yours now at StellaBlueCoffee.com, Amazon, and select retailers nationwide.
Hey, LCB listeners, we're going to take a quick break for a message from one of our partners.
Mein Name ist Alexandra und ich habe GoFundMe genutzt, indem ich einen Spendenaufruf darüber gemacht habe für eine Familie. Ich wohne in der Innenstadt von Leipzig und es hat bei uns einen ganz, ganz schlimmen Brand gegeben, Wohnungsbrand, der sich über mehrere Etagen tatsächlich ausbreitete. Wir sind so ein Mehrfamilienblock und mein Freund war derjenige, der gesagt hat, ey, guck mal, hier gibt's ein Portal. GoFundMe heißt das, dann mir angeschaut und das war dann der Startpunkt. Also was ich jetzt natürlich erreichen konnte, die Familie hat jetzt erstmal eine Notunterkunft. Die haben vorher wirklich auch in einem Hotel-Hostel gelebt, sind jetzt seit der letzten Woche in einer vorübergehenden Wohnung, haben jetzt aber die Chance gehabt, wirklich Kinderzimmer zu kaufen.
Starte deinen Spendenaufruf noch heute. In nur wenigen Minuten auf GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com für deinen Spendenaufruf. Dies ist eine bezahlte Anzeige von GoFundMe.
All right, now back to the episode.
What happens when you lock 18 coworkers in an office for 1 week to compete for $250,000 of cash? This is Surviving Barstool Season 5, presented by Rumble Premium. Each episode released 3 hours early, so get it ad-free before anyone else, only when you join Rumble Premium. Surviving Barstool premieres Sunday, August 9th at 5 p.m. on Rumble Premium, and everywhere else at 8 p.m.
Okay, welcome to The Bracket, episode 38. Today, we are doing the world's best simple pleasures. And because we are down a few members, Stephen Che is on vacation. Nick and KB are out in, I think, Tennessee doing something with Sydney Wells, right?
Yeah, and then some stuff with Will Compton today as well.
Oh, nice. Even better. Yeah. Since they are out, we are joined by the full Barstool Chicago crew for our first crossover, our first full crossover episode. And I just realized Eddie's wearing his LCB shirt, which is a very nice touch.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Of course.
How you guys doing?
We're pumped to be here. I mean, we like competition-based content, and White Sox Dave was talking a ton of shit this morning, saying, like, I'm going to win the bracket, and I'm gonna teabag you, Ken Jack, so I don't know if you want to keep it going, Dave.
Yeah, guys,
there's no winner.
Fucking losers.
Right? There's not – like, you don't – your submission could win, and I guess that would make you the winner technically, but, like –
It's usually just round Gary.
Yeah, usually we'll have like something that an amalgamation of like other picks will end up being the winner, or something that we didn't think about until the last minute, and then we just insert him as the or him or her as the winner. But we also, by the way, we'll have Tommy Smokes joining us shortly. I think he's doing a TikTok with some OnlyFans models.
Yes, the models.
Yeah, models.
Male.
Yeah. We did not mention that they are, but they are male Instagram or OnlyFans models.
Male
they
presenting exist. At least.
Yeah.
Good for Tom Scabelli.
Exactly. They exist. Actually, I wonder what the market is for male OnlyFans model.
Can't be high.
Got to be like 5% of
our girls that horny? But if you're able to recruit girls that people want to see, you might get a good following.
Oh, you're saying you're the guy with the hot girls.
Yeah.
Or gay guys.
Yes. That's what I mean, right? Yeah. My thought process would be that like 90% of the successful male models on OnlyFans would be gay guys because guys are horny. That's how
OnlyFans runs off. Yeah, but I feel like it's so easy for guys to see dicks. I feel like they wouldn't need to pay for it.
I agree.
You know?
That's a good point. Yeah. But also, we are all diabolically horny. And I'm
like,
sure.
You don't hear about, like, incel gays.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they're all... No.
right?
They're all fucking.
Phenomenal point. Exactly. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, God damn it. Mm. That's very depressing in retrospect. But
would it be stolen valor if I posed as a gay guy and became like $1 million OnlyFans model, hypothetically?
No. Are you curious if you're like blackfacing gay people if you do that?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Acting gay even though I'm not.
No, that's what Dennis did in that one episode of It's Always Sunny when they became a gay bar. Like
that is true. That is true. And he's like sitting with the knot in his shirt and spinning drinks all like, yeah. Oh, that was a hilarious episode.
Yeah. See, it worked for him.
I love that. I knew that reference because I started Always Sunny like a month ago and I'm going through all the seasons right now. And that was a laugh out loud, funny episode.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I think that's,
I'm jealous.
First episode.
Yeah. I think it's the first season. Yeah. It was one of the first episodes I watched.
Cause it's the one where they hire or dehires the black guy to help them. And like,
people that hate is Mac, the pilot,
but they love Charlie.
Yeah.
For whatever reason. And then he wakes up with a dude. Yes. And then Dennis wakes up with a dude at the end of it. And the guy's like, how's that ass feeling? And gives him the smack and everything. Yeah. That was a good one. But anyway, let's move into our bracket. The first matchup we have is our 12 seed versus our 5 seed. The 12 seed, which was on most lists, which is Anderson's reply, a lot of the replies, because I put it out in a tweet, had this as well, is getting a good parking spot. You can specify it into anything you want, but like the simple pleasure of getting a great parking spot no matter where you're going is phenomenal. I think in my mind, I imagine if I'm going to like a department store or something, I'm going to like Target, you get the spot closest to the entrance, and I'm just in heaven about that. Or food shopping too in that same vein. And that is going up against the number 5 seed, which is sleeping in. Sleeping in, one of the greatest simple pleasures any man or woman could possibly have, not knowing that you don't need to wake up, go to work, or whatever it is that you would normally be doing. But we'll start out the voting. Let's do Chicago Boys on one end, and then we'll go on the other end. Okay, so we'll start with you, Eddie. What do you think is better in the matchup of the good parking spot versus sleeping in?
It's hard because I was so ready to go to bat for good parking spot. I was so ready to go to bat. Like, good parking spot, like especially like in the winter here, like, you don't, like, that's the worst, is you just got to put your head down and just grind your teeth for whatever, the 3 minutes that you're getting wind just fucking waffled into your face. But the thought of no obligations and just sleeping in and knowing that you don't have shit to do, it's way too strong to overcome, so I got to go sleeping in.
Plus, you wouldn't have to park if you're sleeping in. That's part of the benefit as well.
Correct. Correct. Yeah, sleeping in is a force. I don't know if that's a 6 seed?
It is a 5 seed.
That's a force. That's a 5 seed.
All right, White Sox Dave.
I got to go to the parking thing for me personally because I don't sleep in. I'm usually up by 7. If I'm like stupid drunk the night before, I might reach 8 a.m. But sleeping into me just doesn't happen. Like, I'm up and at them early. So, but like Ed said, in the Midwest winter, it doesn't even need to be winter. It could be fucking middle of July like it is now.
Yeah, but like you rationalize that. It's I'm going to get my steps in, whatever. But when it's cold, it's like
it fucking sucks. It's the worst. So, but you see that like right next to the handicap spot, the first one that you can legally park in closest to the grocery store or mall or whatever you are doing.
Be honest, though. How many times have you dipped into the handicap spot?
Yeah, I'm curious.
In high school, I did once to go to a movie that I was late for, and I got a ticket for it.
Of all things, why would you pick a movie? Yeah. That's like the thing. You have to be there for like 2 hours.
No, because I was about to like miss the start of the movie. Oh, okay. So I was driving around the parking lot for however long, and I'm like, fuck it. I parked in the handicap spot. I came out. There was a ticket on the windshield.
I do want to back up.
Yeah, really, I just did one for Brown. Yeah.
When you're blackout drunk, the latest you wake up is 8 p.m. or 8 a.m. rather.
I don't think I've ever one time in my life, not even college or high school or nothing, slept until 10 a.m. at any point in my life.
Your brain way around incorrect. Like, I don't understand.
I'll lay around all day, of course, but like to actually.
Even if you've never slept like the hours past 10 a.m.?
I don't, maybe a small handful, but. I don't think I have, no.
Dave needs to pivot to be like one of those like TikTok guys that's always talking grind set mentality.
Yeah, he could be the new what's his name.
My entire adult life I was working in a cube until Barstool, so it's just like I'm wired to be. All three of us are the same way.
Yeah,
like the three of us are the exact same way.
I hate it, but I have to agree with Dave.
Ooh.
I'm not really a sleep in guy, and times when I do sleep in, I don't necessarily like, feel good about it.
I feel guilty when I do. Yeah.
A little weird about it.
So I wasted a day.
Yeah.
Like, and it's just like, and I like kind of, you know, if you live with somebody, you get up like, that's some alone time. You know, like those hours when, like, while they're sleeping, in, like 6 to 8, watch, you know, watching TV, have a coffee, hang out with the dog. You're, you know, it's kind of nice. And the winter thing, like the thing that popped in my mind was actually like suburban Christmas shopping. If you're out, like one of like we have this like outdoor mall, and like it's the only time but like it's always just chaos, cars everywhere, everyone's trying to get their shopping done. And if you can find a spot right in front of the store you need to go in while it's like a traffic jam in the parking lot of the mall, there's nothing better than that. It's like I might not even leave. Like, I'll just stay at the mall forever because I got that spot right there, and it's the absolute best. So sleeping in can kick rocks. This is like the easiest 12-5 upset ever.
I hope you guys balance out our nursing home here we have in Chicago, because this is crazy.
No, I'm about to stamp it hard.
Oh, wait, well, here,
I sleep until fucking noon every day.
No, but that's not my point. My point is when it's like, you know, you could sleep without obligations in the morning. Like, that's what I'm thinking. Sleeping in.
That's
you guys
feeling.
Obviously
yeah,
go
yeah,
straight
yeah,
to noon,
yeah,
but
yeah.
I'm saying like being able to sleep in knowing that you don't have to be up is sleeping in.
Yeah. I was picturing Saturday morning, like alone.
Yeah.
And like putting on a soccer game, putting on College Game Day or whatever's on in the morning, and just being alone, and it's quiet, and you just have your coffee, and it's just like a peaceful, I don't have to do shit, but I'm awake. Yeah. And it's better than, to me, waking up at 9 or 10 or whatever you're.
Yeah. But like, I'm out of bed by 7 most days.
No, you guys are. I mean, to me, it's just a question of like, where are you coming from or where are you going? Like, if I'm coming from, I've been traveling, I'm tired, I'm exhausted, you know, you haven't slept well, whatever. Like, of course, sleeping in becomes more appealing. But on the other hand, like, where are you going? Is it stressful? Are you going, if you know going into that car ride that parking's going to be a trouble, and you're going to be stressed out, and the expectation is like, fuck, I got to find parking. Like, Eddie and I have talked about this 1,000 times. You get the best tickets in the world to a Bears game. Absolute nightmare scenario, because you're just fucked on parking. It's an inescapable, awful situation. My vote's going with parking. Because them at their worst. Like, if I didn't get enough sleep, whatever, I'll battle. I'll figure that out. And to your point, I do get up. We're super weird. We get up at like 5 and 6 a.m. Like, it's so weird.
I'm
how
like 6:30
we
now,
never so. I don't know. I'm sleeping into me is like this. Doesn't even exist to me.
Right.
I also feel like I might be having a little like childhood trauma flashbacks. Like, sitting next to my dad looking for a parking spot. Not great.
Not great.
So
that's like, what we should do. The next bracket on is angry dad moves.
Angry dad moves would be hilarious.
Like, dad finding parking but can't would be like a one.
That's bad.
Yeah, that's bad. But the parking thing, because then it's like it's almost like the absence of the anxiety. It's not even like the joy of getting the good parking spot. It's knowing that, like, all right, I'm not going to be fucking livid and miserable. Mm-hmm. That's why I like riding my bike, because you can just park your bike right next to it. Like, you're just
no issues.
The convenience is very high. Now, that having said that, again, 35, 36, whatever Dave is. Oh, and I'm sure a young guy like you does fucking loves 12, 14 hours.
Mm-hmm. Sleeping?
Yeah.
I'm running on 0 currently.
Oh boy.
I agreed heavily with everything Chief was saying. I love like getting up early and just having a few hours that like is before everything else. I think that's way better than sleeping in. So that's why I'll go party.
The soothing sounds of Lee Corso's manic rants on
how stupid do you feel right now, Eddie? You were like throwing shade.
You're Johnny Parking.
I know, and I called us a nursing for parking. But like, you guys were like, you guys saw no benefits of sleeping in. That's the difference.
I don't like it.
I wish I could.
I feel like there are varying like levels of enjoyment of it, where I agree with you, Eddie, and like knowing that you have nothing to do and just being able to laze around and do nothing is great. But also, like, you do feel like you lost a day. At least that's how I feel after I slept in. I'm like, oh, I feel great. And then I get up and I'm like, I have 5 hours to really do something before it's night. And like that.
Here, I'm going to show you guys. Or I'm not going to show you. I'm going to read off a text. This is from today. I got a text message. I'm going to a concert tonight, making plans about the concert. And at 7:57, I responded. They texted me an hour earlier. I said, holy shit, I just woke up. I'm sorry. Like, I felt guilty about 7:57 in the morning. Yes.
Jesus.
Well, you're on Eastern time anyway.
That is kind of late, though.
Yeah.
That I know, that's super late.
According to you, it's lunchtime. You deserve to apologize after that.
You think maybe your guys' bodies are on East Coast time?
Mm-hmm. I am.
You think so? No. Would you guys be better suited here, or would you be worse off here?
I would hate New York because I kind of like to go to bed early too. Mm. So I go to bed like having sports that go until midnight is not for me.
That's why I slept in because they're in Denver right now. The Sox.
Yeah, West Coast times for the birds though. I mean, they're like the 5 a.m. or the 5 p.m. local starts are just awful.
Dude, I feel like I would like it for football and nothing else. Like I think Mountain Time is actually probably the sweet spot.
When the Chargers have the 8 o'clock games, I'm so fucked. Every time the Chargers have a Pacific Coast, like a nighttime West Coast game, I'm just fucked. It's terrible. Mm-hmm. Up until like 1 a.m. But either way, good parking spot's going to move on with a 4-1 sweep. Or not really a sweep, but close enough. Gentleman's sweep. Next up, we have the number 4 seed versus the 13. The 4 seed is, there's like different variations of this that you guys had, plus people that submitted on Twitter had, but just taking off your pants when you get home. If you're wearing pants during the workday, you take them off when you get home. The feeling, it is one of great life's great pleasures. And after that, this is, I believe, White Sox Dave's entry, compliments from strangers. It is a simple pleasure that I think is fantastic. I think that was a great, great addition. But we'll start out with you this time, Owen. Compliment from a stranger or taking your pants off when you get home?
I would go taking your pants off when you get home if I could clarify that it was snow pants and you're getting into warm sweatpants because that's the best feeling in the world. But since it's a simple pleasure, I think that would be too intricate. What was the other option?
Compliment from a stranger.
Oh, compliment from a stranger. I'll go with that. Yeah, I mean, it just means more because they don't have to say it.
Mm-hmm.
I
like that. I like the reasoning. Carl?
I'm going to stay with compliment for a stranger. The only caveat or kind of like wrinkle I want to put in here is when a stranger compliments like, hey, I like your shoes. And you're like, thanks. And they're like, where'd you get them? Stop. Mm. No, if it's a compliment to get to like the source of, I like your shirt, is that if it's just a pure compliment, we're taking this as simple as you guys are saying, then I'm going compliment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The when they're like, instead of like fishing for clothes.
Ulterior motives.
Yeah. That's fair enough. Chief?
The take your pants off like struck a chord with me like from 5 years ago, like before we started this job and you had to like go to work and you wore uncomfortable pants. You had a belt on and the belt was probably on a little bit too tight. And because you're like, you don't realize how fat you've gotten. So you keep using the same belt loops and it's a little pride thing. And it's just like, you're just so uncomfortable and you've been in the car and then you come home, you kick your shoes off, which I don't know if that's on this, but that would be a good one too. I should have sent that into you.
I added it.
But taking your pants off after a long day, and specifically when you're wearing like business attire, khakis or some kind, that is fucking awesome. And it's something that I forgot that was such a great simple pleasure because now I can't remember the last time I wore real pants. So it's great. I'm going taking your pants off.
You know what's very
it might. It might be a like dying art with like Lululemon.
True. They're like air wicking ones and all that. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like all my friends who work in business are practically wearing like sweatpants that are just khaki colored.
They're like khaki presenting, basically. But the sneaky great part of the taking off of the pants is like the release of heat when you take them off and like of all the heat that's been trapped in your gooch area and whatnot that entire day, just all of it getting like loose and the cold air coming in.
Yeah. Great. Describe the heat.
You know exactly. I'm like basically in heat during the workday when I was wearing khakis. It was terrible.
Mating season.
Exactly. Huh. White Sox Dave.
I know compliments from strangers was my pick, but nothing compares to like at my old job. For instance, I was there 4 years. I think it was. We didn't have a super like it was jeans and a polo. Basically, we didn't have to dress up with ties or nothing like that. But I was there 7 a.m. to 5 a.m. or 5 p.m. every single day. So I'd get home around 6, taking jeans off and putting basketball shorts on or sweats or whatever is an unmatched feeling. You're like, all right, I'm done dealing with dickheads for today. It's like the symbolism around it. Like, I don't have to answer any fucking phone calls from cocksucker one or douchebag two. You're done for the day. You throw on that TV, you kick the feet up on the coffee table and you just click. For the next like 6 hours.
Did you have certain basketball shorts that you had that were like the better ones? Like I like the thinner the basketball shorts are, where it's just like the mesh. I'm like all I'm in on it.
Mm-hmm. So I got these Nike. They're like sweatpants shorts. So I didn't cut sweatpants into shorts. They're built like shorts. Those are my go-tos. I wash them like I'll wash them when I do.
People accusing you of cutting them?
Yeah, I was just curious. I like.
No, I mean I was gonna call them. I didn't want you guys to think that I was cutting my sweatpants.
I wouldn't have thought that if you just said sweatshorts.
Robert, I just clipped that he didn't cut them.
Yeah, he didn't cut them. We'll cut this out.
or didn't cut them. But it's, the feeling is just, it's heavenly. It's bliss.
Mm-hmm. That's another one for taking off the old pants. Eddie.
Well,
we're two. Yeah, two
I think it's, yeah, I think, listen, I always am conditioned to think people are fucking with me. So if it's, you know, and White Sox Dave, that's why I was curious what you were going to say, because you can't take any compliment.
No,
you,
it's just when I'm in the confines of this office and surrounded by you fucking cunts.
But you know, I mean, like, I think Feidelberg tweeted the other day. He's like, some kid told me on the elevator, nice mustache. And he was clearly fucking with me. You know what I mean? And or like an old person. What? That's not genuine. That old person probably complimented a million people that day. And I went to a Catholic school, so I'm used, like, you know, I think Owen, you did too.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't, Carl, you're constantly in those khakis that has pen all over them and shit. And it's like getting those off was great. So I gotta go with pants.
Another one for the pants. That's a
great call. I forgot about high school, to be honest. The mandatory belt was tough.
Were you guys you guys a shirt and tie Catholic school or just a polo?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Just polo for me. We were shirt and tie. Was huge.
Ooh. Were you shirt and you were Chaminade, no? So that's shirt and tie?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's rough.
Shout out Chaminade.
Shirt tie blazer, yeah.
Yeah, Tom Lay went there.
Tom Lay, you're a Chaminade man? I didn't know that.
He just walked out, but yeah, he had his Chaminade guy. Him, the guy from Teenage Dirtbag.
I was just going to say,
yes.
Teenage Dirtbag is about Tom Lay.
Truly.
All right. Next up on our list, we have the number 9 seed versus the 8. The 9 seed is peeing outside and just pissing out in nature, pissing onto the grass, whatever, peeing on the snow. Anything counts as long as you're peeing outside.
Can I start this one, please?
Yeah.
With the 8 seed. Dave. Wait.
Oh, my bad. I got over my skis a little bit.
We'll get there.
Dave has thoughts.
I do want to know, I was talking about this with our producer, Guchman, earlier, and we were joking how the high of pissing outside is so high, but the low of having to shit outdoors is so low. Like, it's insane, the dichotomy between those two. But anyway, that's going up against the number 8 seed, being barefoot on grass or sand. But the feeling of grass or sand between your toes, this was a Tommy edition who's not here to defend himself just yet. But we're going to add that in. You start out this time, Eddie. Or you want to start this time, Dave?
I would like to if you would allow.
We'll do that and we'll loop back to Eddie.
Then it'll get nice and confusing.
Okay. All right. First of all, you said sand between your toes. Like, I hate that feeling. I don't want sand between. What kind of awful matchup is this?
Or grass.
I'm more fine with because it doesn't stick to you or anything like that. But sand, that's just fucking. That's not a simple pleasure at all. Like, I know we're in 2022 and it's all about equality and everything, but the ability to piss when and where you need to at all times is the exact reason why men are scientifically better than women, because we can do that. Like, if I needed to piss in the alley right here, I'll just go behind a dumpster and let it rip.
Mm-hmm.
No one's going to say nothing. Woman, you could do that. You'd be fucking gross if you did. And it'd be much more logistically harder.
Preach, so, brother.
Yeah.
I think that this should be a clean sweep, and I would hope that I just spoke for everybody.
Have you ever seen one of them piss, though? They do it.
The squad.
I've seen videos,
One of them?
You've never IRL?
Wait, you've seen videos?
How many videos of women pissing have you watched?
No, there's that one concert where the chick just
ripped
on the fan's face, like, from a year ago or whatever. Huh. It gets everywhere. It's disgusting.
None of these were on the Orange and Black website, right?
I don't know what orange.
He's
a red and black guy.
He's a red and black. Oh, yeah. If I had to take a guess, that's a great point that Dave would be like an X-Tube guy or like an XNXX guy.
You guys are very horny that you know multiple colorways of porn sites.
Yeah, come on.
I've just never heard it referred as the orange and black website.
I thought it was yellow.
I haven't heard of it either, but I...
Actually, I don't even know what color it is.
I figured it out.
Yeah,
it's like orange.
It took a second, but it clicked.
Yeah.
No, I think that everything I said is fair.
Mm-hmm. Dave watches people piss. All right, next up, Eddie, peeing outside or barefoot in grass / sand?
Yeah, I mean, this is a route, I do have to say. It's peeing outside.
Like, we're on the golf course. I'm driving, whipping through all the holes, and there's just Barstool Classic guys pissing in trees everywhere. I'm like, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. Peeing outside is just, there's something, just knowing that it's accessible to you and knowing that you could do it is great. And because, you know, like getting off of a party bus, for instance, when there's no bathroom, everybody's been there where it's like, oh my God. And when you run out there and you bolt, you could just find any spot you need.
Yeah.
And it's there for you. That is at least I got outdoors. That party bus may not have had a bathroom, but at least the nature is there for
me. That's a great sub point in that. I think when you're drinking, specifically being the ability to pee outside is so great, because the second you open up the floodgates, you're just pissing nonstop. Like, it just doesn't make it significantly easier when you're a guy and you can just go pee outside, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. So I would say I don't really sand or grass. Hanging out with Chief, and I know Tommy's not here, but I actually have developed a large fear of ticks, so I'm out on that. So
all right, yeah. Chief.
Yeah, so I had to think about this for a second, believe it or not. I had it was Chicklets Cup this past weekend. We played 3 games in a day, and we had the Barstool, the party at night, and I was at a urinal, but I ended up pissing on my leg by mistake. Ooh. Because my whole left side of my whole left leg like cramped up at once while I was peeing. And I got it all over my jeans, so I'm just like, well, I'm going home. So there is like a little bit of a downside if you're a fucking idiot like me. But that, like, I'm just thinking like good times with the boys. You got a fire going, and everyone's like, oh, night's over. Let's all piss on that fire at the same time, put it out. So I don't know. It's like an easy. Well, you've never done that? You never circled up around a fire and pissed on a fire?
That's the first I've heard of that.
No. What? First you got no one's ever been camping here?
I've been camping.
I haven't pissed on a fire. I haven't
gotten around the fire with.
Oh, I feel like
people went camping with a piss.
Oh, you guys aren't the boys. You guys aren't with the boys.
you got a burnt up dick.
Yeah, like just peeing outside is just like, well, that's the best. You can't beat that. And like Dave said, like of all the advantages of being a man, that's near the top of the list.
Near. So,
peeing outside,
pissing around your boys. I didn't even factor that into my decision at all, Carl.
You guys just aren't like. Yeah, whatever.
Vote the same as Chief. Logic is slightly different. I will say pissing in the circumstances of pissing, there's a couple times when you piss outside, and the feeling you get when you're done pissing is the complete opposite of the feeling you get when you're done jerking off, and you get the post-nut clarity, and you're instantly guilty, and you're just like, whoa, why did I just do that? When you pee outside, like if I'm at a Cubs game or something, or I'm like, I just dip into the alley, and you're like, I know I'm not getting a ticket. I know I'm not getting stopped. I know no one really cares, but there is still that rush of like, it's broad daylight, you're out, you're in an alley, there's people everywhere, and it's like you don't really even have that much cover, you're just like pissing on concrete, and it's great. The second you get done, you know, and you're like, shit, it's all out, and that dick goes back in your zipper.
Oh, yeah.
You just lost 50 pounds. You are like the lightest, coolest. You're like,
party's back on.
Let's go.
Party's back on.
Skip the line. So there is the same. I agree with you guys that the empowerment of being like, I can piss wherever I want, that's special. But there is a physical release of like endorphins or something when you pee outside in a crowded environment. Kind of, you're a bad boy. You shouldn't be doing it.
The way
you
get God done, intended.
Like, yeah, that's right. I'm done. So,
this is just pissing outside. To be clear, right?
Yeah, I was about to say, pissing in a car. Were you about to say?
Yeah. What about pissing in a water bottle or Gatorade bottle when you're on a long road trip?
That is not a simple pleasure, Dave. That's a horrible.
Experience. I don't know if I've ever done it, to be honest.
I have.
Who's it? Getting your what is it? How do you say it? Urethra?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Getting the hole, and then you get your hole in like the, especially if it's an ice mountain where it's got the thin. Yeah,
Gatorade or bus. Yeah, no, it has to be Gatorade.
But if you're going into one of the
mountains. Yeah, you need a white mountain.
You got to basically Pringles. I don't know if I've ever
when's the last time you fucked an ice mountain?
I don't think I've ever pissed in one because I got a bladder of a fucking elephant.
That's true.
So I can just hold it to the next rest stop.
You're a lucky man, luckier than me. I got the world's smallest bladder. I remember after my first semester of college, I went to Manhattan College, which is up in the Bronx. I realized like all my shirts, all my nice shirts, they had these marks on my shoulder.
Wait a second. Manhattan College is in the Bronx?
Don't ask me why. It's the biggest misnomer in the world, probably. But anyway, I got these like little like marks on every single one of my going out shirts, and I couldn't figure this shit out. I'm like, why do I have these? And it turns out it's because while we would go downtown on the subway to go to like the bars that accepted underage kids, we would basically – I would go between the subway cars to piss. Because it'd be nighttime, no one's around. I just go there and I piss all the time. And what I realized is that when my shoulders, they were bumping up against this disgusting New York City subway in between car, like tar, that's like coating the sides of the subways. So like every single one of them was stained with this. And I pissed gallons.
That's a fascinating substance because it's not dry or wet.
No, it's not. It's neither.
It's sludge.
It's insane. It makes no sense. It's like a phantom sub. It's like plasma.
Yeah.
It's like more of a concept than an actual physical like thing.
Oil.
Makes no sense.
Yeah.
I ruined those. Owen.
Agree with everything the Chicago boys are saying. Pissing outside rules. I got a public urination once, twice. We're still going, though. Like,
worth it.
Sand,
right?
And sand and grass aren't doing much for me.
Mm-hmm. Did you get caught like midstream each time?
Well, so they canceled each other out. One was before 18, one was after. You get a fresh slate.
Gotcha.
Otherwise, it's a 3-strike penalty. One I was pissing, one I was getting jerked off. Hey, Tommy.
Ooh, yeah. What's up, Tommy?
Apologies for the delay. Glennie Ball's at a 3-hour interview with these girls. I did not expect it to go so long.
So your pick being barefoot in grass or sand, right?
Yeah.
Is just got swept.
Really?
And like no one could understand physically like how you would enjoy that versus
in grass feels amazing.
Yeah. Well, in cold Dave grass? Is the most disgusted one. So ask White Sox Dave.
Walking on grass in a drought though is like the worst. It's like Sports City.
It like tickles you a little bit. Like
also,
walking on,
I would need it to be like pretty mowed.
Give me a nice shag carpet.
Shit staying in my toes.
Stepping on mowed grass.
Yeah. Freshly mowed grass.
Well, that's not a simple pleasure now, is it?
You do need to mow the lawn.
That's a little more complex of a pleasure.
And it went up against peeing outside, which is kind of a tough matchup.
Yeah, I do love peeing outside.
The simplest.
Mm-hmm. Which would you have picked, peeing outside?
I would have went peeing outside. I mean, I'm the number one pee guy.
The number one pee guy.
Everyone knows Tommy loves to pee.
Did you ever, and we have all established that every single one of us has done this, did you ever go camping and all of your buddies go and you all piss out the fire by each other?
No, I've only been camping once before. Nobody. Most Dangerous Game.
Oh, okay.
In Cub Scouts, and I did not like it.
I guess
I don't think I that sounds bad.
It's like kind of fun. It's
fun. Are you guys like trying to get it out together?
Yeah. It, like
that's
never
like
works,
a common goal.
It's
fun.
I imagine it's more like the cracker game, whatever that was called. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, Ookie Cookie?
That's it. Yeah, I was. That's what I was picturing. In my head.
That has to be myth. There's nobody ever played.
You guys heard of this?
Right?
You guys never played that?
You've heard of this?
I don't think I have.
There's no way. You never heard that?
I don't think
like
so.
You jizz on a cookie or something, right?
Yeah.
You and your buddies.
Last man standing has to eat all the cookies.
Yeah. All your buddies, you sit in a circle, you jerk off on a cookie. The last one to come has to eat the cookie.
It's like beer pong.
Yeah. So basically, the gayest person wins.
Yeah, but it really sucks.
No, the straightest person wins.
Well, no, the straightest person loses because it takes them the longest to jerk off. But the gayest person would theoretically.
It depends on your definition of winner or loser in the circumstance.
Yeah, in my head, the loser was the one eating the cum cracker.
But if you're gay, maybe you're the winner.
You never. Right. Great point. Okay, we're going up into the first round match, or number one seed versus the number 16 chain game. We have a lot of chain options. We have a very specific one from White Sox Dave. So we're going to do this. We're going to vote on the chain one first. The very specific one from White Sox Dave is finding money in your pocket from jeans you haven't used since winter.
Mm. Worn.
Worn.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, this is a little bit of typo.
You sewered them.
Yeah. So haven't worn since winter, very specific. We also have using garbage disposals, which I like. I like that. That is a very good, simple pleasure.
I don't have one.
Neither do I. That's why I like using them. Like whenever I'm at like a richer person's house and get to use one, it's great.
That felt good.
Yeah.
You got a compost pile?
I don't. It all goes straight to the dumpster.
Joke.
Hearing / looking at running water, which was yours, right?
Yeah. I love running water. Is that
what a pleasurable experience?
Like a babbling brook.
Like a waterfall. Like, honestly, I think of like things in a lobby, like a hotel lobby or an office lobby where it's just that running water, like running down. Yeah. I just like maybe you throw coins.
Have
it or
you
something.
Flown LaGuardia recently?
Yes.
Yeah, they type out messages with a falling fountain.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome.
Warm clothes, fresh out the dryer. Peeling, and this is someone added this, and I thought this was a crazy good one. But peeling the clear sticking like packaging off of a screen.
I love that stuff.
A great one.
I love that.
Yeah, great, phenomenal feeling. I love that. This was gym shorts after jeans, which is yours, Dave. But we kind of folded that into the other one. Getting an onion ring in your order of fries, which I think that's a great one.
That's a great one.
Huge. Yep.
Shout out Burger King. This was Eddie's, which I really liked. Blowing out a candle. So simple, but that's what's kind of great about it. Blowing out a candle. I kind
of
like
it. Love the smell of it.
Yeah.
The smell of being extinguished is very good. The smell of fresh cut grass. which is another great simple pleasure.
Not as good as having your feet. No.
Yeah, I guess not. walking into a clean house, which I do think is great. Like if you clean the night before and you come home and like everything's just tidy, it is very good. And then restarting your favorite show is the last one for our chain game. Just like maybe you haven't watched in a while, or maybe it's a thing you like watch to go to sleep or whatever, and you just pop it back on from the beginning.
Okay, could you just say them real fast one more time?
I'm going to read them back off, and we'll start actually with Tommy for the first vote in the chain one. Finding money in your pocket from jeans you haven't worn since winter, garbage disposals, hearing or looking at running water, warm clothes fresh out the dryer, peeling off that clear sticker off a screen, onion ring with your order of fries, blowing out a candle, smell of fresh cut grass, walking into a clean house, restarting your favorite show.
I'll go with the running water. It's the one I submitted. I just find it relaxing. I find it very calming, very soothing. It does make me have to pee more, which I guess is an unfortunate side effect of it. But I do think there's just something very simple and satisfying about you love running water.
Yeah, you do like
and to pee. And I do love to pee. Well, it's more that I have to pee out of necessity all the time.
If you're looking at a brook, you get to pee outside.
Yeah, you can pee into the brook, too.
That's a great point, right by the fire.
Yeah. Do you ever piss into a stream? You know what I'm saying? Like pee into a river, pee into a creek?
Probably. Are you guys able to pee in the ocean? Like when you go to the beach?
I get
find
scared,
it so difficult. Like with the waves start hitting you, it's
get scared of that one little parasite that crawls up your dick hole and like lays eggs in your.
Oh yeah, I'd never thought of that until now.
That's always like in the Amazon River.
Yeah. I don't know if we could get up here though. Like you never know. I don't want anything crawling into my dick hole.
If you're in Florida, period.
Yeah, I think it's crawling in there if you're peeing or not.
Yeah. Nah, fuck. That's like the spiders thing.
It's pretty sus.
Like how many spiders you swallow? Yeah.
Eight a year.
A little bit sus.
I don't believe that.
Owen, what would you pick?
I'm going with the accidental onion ring.
Mm-hmm.
How I Met Your Mother had like a great bit about it, but just like you don't want all onion rings, but it's great just getting the one.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I feel like I never finish an order of onion rings usually, but having the one.
But like the first three and a half are awesome.
Yeah, that's true.
So if you accidentally get one and a half, it's like a perfect little tease.
Yeah. Carl?
Keyword simple here. That's why I'm going onion ring in the fry box. It's the most simple pleasure on the list to me. I was in between this and peeling the screen because the peeling the screen is by far the most satisfying on the list. That is just such a satisfying experience to see it all come off and it just feels so clean and crisp. I like blowing out a candle too. That's very simple in the smoke. And then you get the mix of like maybe it was a vanilla candle with the mix of the smoke. Oh, yeah. But simple pleasure. I'll have the medium fry. You come, you reach in, and it's just a beautiful, crisp onion ring sitting there, and you feel like the luckiest man in the world.
Mm-hmm. All right. Another one on the board for onion ring. Chief.
I'm going laundry. I love that feeling, especially in the winter. I love that smell. I've had a candle of that scent before. I love the smell of fresh, clean laundry. I knew Eddie would have
like Dave's shaking his head.
You're both giggling.
I didn't do anything.
You're both giggling. He's like, somehow.
I got a question for you.
I didn't even submit it, but you guys are acting like it's a chief pick. Laundry. That feeling is great.
Do you do your own laundry?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, just making sure. Do you?
Who else would do my laundry? Well, I guess.
I mean, you're cold.
Sometimes.
Do you use like the fabric softeners?
I don't, but
she. You don't season your laundry? That's insane. I would have assumed.
It's not good for your skin. It's not good for your skin, guys.
Oh, but it smells so good.
We got some fufu stuff on top of the thing there, but yeah, it's nice.
You don't put the beads in. You got to season your laundry, man. I'm telling you, it's the best.
I have a feeling I know how you are going to answer this, but how do you do your laundry? Is it just pack as much into the washer and dryer as you can, or do you separate by colors and fabrics and all that?
The lady doesn't give me a choice. I need to separate by colors. I don't have an option.
Yikes. It matter. It's 2022, yeah. Really? Kendrick.
Yeah, I don't have a choice. So separate by that.
Have to put equal, but he segregates.
Yeah. But I get to piss outside, so it's a win-win for
separate
me.
Separate bedrooms then?
Oh, I wish. If I could I Love Lucy this pitch or something, like I would love it.
I was under the impression that's a myth.
What, the separate?
The separating colors, but maybe I just want to think that.
The colors run, they do run if you have like a white shirt. Like if I were to put this in with like a red towel, like it's going to get all stained bread and shit. So like, and these colors
I always
run,
mix them all together.
Like, honestly, maybe I just don't wear white.
Yeah, though that's also true. I don't think I've ever seen you wear white.
I also think it only applies if that shirt or whatever that item is has never been washed before. Like once you wash something that has like a bright red, whatever, it's not turning your white shirts pink except for that first time.
I did have a white shirt turn viciously pink by a red towel once, and I don't know how often it had been washed, but it did fuck it up pretty bad. So separate by colors, a big pro segregation laundry household specifically. Throw in
that's getting cut
laundry pad and throw in laundry pod and then some of the seasoning beads. You and then no dry. I don't do any dryer sheets though. I do like the mothball things, whatever the fuck they're called. Those I think
I do the dryer better. Sheets. They do not work.
Yeah, I don't think they work. They do not help the wrinkles, which we actually talked about on a recent episode.
Smell delightful though. Yeah. I love the whiff.
Yeah, and I just do it for the aroma when I do it.
All right, Dave.
I say this with all due respect to fried food, which constitutes and makes up about 95% of my diet. I love onion rings. I love fries. I love anything that's boiling in a vat of oil, of saturated fats and all that garbage. But I love peeling that little plastic protecting tape thing off TVs and all that. I love that feeling. It's just one of my all-time favorite simple pleasures, and I wish I would have thought of it to submit it to you guys. Who did submit that?
Someone on Twitter did.
It's just a great answer for this for this exercise. What I'm going with.
I think it was my favorite among the Twitter submissions.
That onion ring is always cooked a little differently than a normal batch of onion rings.
It's got just a little more crispy.
Yeah.
I mean, there's rarely an onion in it, but...
Yeah, it's basically just good. Fried breading. Yeah.
Fried breading, it's kind of like tinted with the taste of onion, though. That's awesome. So as of right now, we are have onion ring within the order of fries is in the lead with two votes. Eddie?
I'm between two. That nobody's talked about the money, finding the money in your pair of old pants. I don't know. There's just something about that crease that's like the strongest crease you'll ever see because it's been tucked away for a whole season. So you're always like, it's never life changing, but you're always, it's enough to always be like, oh, nice.
Yeah.
Money found better than money earned.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice. You know, it really is a nice moment.
It's a great point though. It is like compressed into like a singularity. Basically. It's insane how tight it is.
True.
Yeah. It's like that creep. You'll never crease anything like that.
It is a dying, like pleasure though, because you just don't have cash. It's not like when you find a loose card in your pocket. From the night before, you're like, dude, you're like, oh shit, debit cards in my front pocket. Like, that's an anxiety induced.
Yeah.
That's like, why the fuck is this thing not in the wall? Why are you out?
It's a crisis averted.
Exactly. Crisis averted pleasure, which could be its own separate thing.
Yeah. Next week on the bracket.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. So among these, the onion ring with the order of fries is going to be the victor, and it's going to go up against our one seed, the first beer on Friday. For the first beer to start your weekend, so to speak, whatever you want.
Friday beers.
Friday beers. Shout out Friday beers. Great brand. I'm going to start with you this time, Eddie. First to
you steal a bunch of content from them, Ken Jack?
Dana might have.
I'm joking.
Eddie, first, you're up first. The finding the onion ring in your fries versus the first beer to start out your weekend.
Yeah, I mean, it's a one seed for a reason. The Friday beer is...
Don't think, just throw.
I know. But I that was the other one. I really did like the onion ring one. That was the one I was between with the money in the wall because I like fries, but I like onion rings, but I like fries more. So I never, but you got to go Friday beer. There's something about that. Like mentally, it's like a whole mental thing that comes over you. So I'm going to go Friday beer.
Yep. Dave,
you get home, you kick off the shoes and your jeans. So you got that feeling already. You're already euphoric from that feeling. Mm-hmm. Put your feet on the coffee table, you throw on whatever you're about to watch, and you take that first sip, and you're just like, ah, that's an unmatched feeling.
We're going to cut that into a commercial for a beer.
Miller Lite.
It is a one seed for a reason. It's the only one seed. It's arguably the best feeling on earth. It's orgasmic.
I love that. That was seriously like a pitch for like Miller Lite or something.
Yeah, that got me fired up.
Yeah,
for real.
I fucking can't wait for Friday now.
I'm actually using us as extras in commercials.
They absolutely should. Didn't we shoot a New Amsterdam?
And it's just Dave on his couch with his pants
downstairs.
Yeah, or it's not off. Maybe you just undo the fly and you just
Or it's just a.
Well, yeah, and I think.
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was gonna say I think that's the answer. It's we had to take your pants off. This is that times 100. Like that's the exact same feeling, but instead of just being done for the day, you're done for the week.
No responsibility.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Carl?
I'm going to take the Friday beers. I just wish it was after work beers. You know, like Tuesday, I play in a softball league. I'm drinking heavily. You know, Monday, if I'm going to a Cubs game at night or something, and it's like you get done with your responsibilities and you start drinking, which I mean, not to sound like a hardo or whatever, the Friday beers were more from like a younger place in life where it was everybody's working their new corporate America job. We just got out of college. Like everybody's trying to be a little bit more serious. And then, you know, like come Friday at 6 p.m., we're all going to meet up at that Lakeview apartment. Somebody's bringing beer, you know, like somebody's obviously bringing some other stuff and you're going to hang out and like pregame and party. I just feel as we get older, those like Friday, like we're getting the boys together. That doesn't exist as much as it used to, where it was every single weekend. You knew you were getting together to pregame and hang out and all that stuff. So
I still like it even if I'm alone.
Sure. But my point is like when it is alone, then it's not a Friday beer. It's just an after work beer. Those are just like you're done with your shit beer.
I feel like Monday like morning, not Monday morning. Jesus. Monday night beers get more important.
Yeah.
I think Monday night beers are awesome beers.
Yeah, that's probably
the right time for anything. So that's why I'd say I'm still voting for Friday beers. I think it's a stronger one seed if it's like after work nighttime beers without discerning between weekend.
I think if which I is such a hard an oddly specific like, moment, it would have to be like a Saturday day drinking first beer. That would be if I could pick any specific beer, it would be that because I like day drinking so much more than night drinking. Like day drinking on a day off is incredible. And that beer, I think, is the number one beer.
First tailgate beer when you show up to the tailgate. You could be the last guy at the tailgate and everybody's at the tailgate and they're like, oh, fuck, dude, you're here. Here's a beer. And you're like, that's a great
one.
God.
That is a great one. Damn
but having beer in general is a first round pick. So I
think just drinking is fun is the bottom line that we're kind of getting at here.
Exactly. Owen?
You know the answer, brother.
It's going to be a first beer. Yep. Tommy smokes.
Yep. Easy.
Easy. That's like, and this is, I don't know if you guys
remember what it was up against.
It's quite literally like it's the best feeling in the world.
Yeah. And just to give you guys a heads up, like in the bracket, the one seed rarely gets past the first round. It is incredibly rare. No matter how, it's always the best one, rarely makes it out versus the 16 seed. It is. So this is.
Yeah. I actually kind of regret my pick.
You wish you picked the onion ring?
Well, yeah, because the more we talk about this, I don't think it's a simple pleasure. I think it's a fucking deep psychological fucking pleasure. Where it's like, we need this shit.
Yeah, you know,
where like an onion ring is like, oh, nice.
Like a fucking mouse heading to the end of a maze, just trying to get to that little nozzle.
Exactly. Dude,
there's something more deeper here with this Friday beer.
Basically, we're all alcoholics, is what we're trying to get to here.
Yeah.
We could have just all wrapped it up by saying we're all drunks.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Before we get to this other half of our bracket, let's hear really quick from our first sponsor, Roman.
Fellas, let's talk about Roman. Testosterone affects a lot of aspects in men's fitness and health. From sex drive to muscles and bone mass, the experts believe that testosterone plays a huge role in our body's natural function. But men's testosterone starts to deplete with age, which is why it's important that you support it early. Roman T Support is meant to help men maintain their body's natural testosterone production with a proprietary supplement formulated by Roman's in-house doctors. Roman T Support contains a blend of 6 nutrients, including ashwagandha to support healthy testosterone levels, magnesium to support muscular health, vitamin D3, which is a fat-soluble vitamin which plays a role in bone health and supports several cellular processes, and zinc, which is an important trace mineral found in the body that plays an important role in muscle development. Roman T Support is not testosterone replacement therapy, which is TRT, and is not meant to treat people with testosterone deficiency syndrome. Go to GetRoman.com/lights to get $15 off your first order of Roman T Support. That's GetRoman.com/lights. GetRoman.com/lights.
Thanks to Roman. All right.
Those guys.
What's that? Oh, what are you good?
I love those guys.
Roman?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're great for your dicks.
They're awesome.
Especially like, well, don't take it before you go and piss around a campfire with your friends. You don't want that. You definitely don't need that.
You don't want
that
boner staying up all night.
Exactly. It'll make it difficult to pee too. All right. Now we have the number 11 seed versus the number 6 seed. This is like a fucking Jesus. I wonder how the votes are going to go here, but I would imagine it's going to be a very tight one. It's going to be the number 11 seed first sip of coffee, which is a great, great simple pleasure versus the number 6 seed afternoon nap. So we're going to start with you this time, Tommy. Afternoon nap versus first sip of coffee.
I'm going to go coffee here. I can't nap. My excuse is I tell myself I'm too smart to nap. My brain is too active. I can't just shut it off in the middle of the day. There's too many things going on in this brain. I wish I was a dummy who could just turn it off and take a nap at 3 p.m., but I can't do it. Maybe it's just crippling anxiety, but I tell myself it's too smart, and I like coffee, so I'll go coffee.
I don't nap either. Love coffee. Can't have beers, so that's kind of my beer. It's not as good, but it's still better than what's it up against?
Napping.
Yeah, fuck that.
I will say though, like I very rarely nap either, but when I do nap, that sleep is significantly better than any nighttime sleep I've ever had. Like it's insane how much better that sleep is.
Congrats, dummy.
Carl, you're up.
I'm gonna take the afternoon nap just because the coffee's like it's just that every day you need the coffee. It's not even like a pleasure anymore. It's just like if I don't have it, now we've got problems. Like I just need that. And so in that sense, it's not very simple as much as it is this like complicated addiction to uppers. And then on the other hand, it's like taking a nap. I mean, it happens every now and then. I probably get one afternoon nap in a month and it'll come at the weirdest time. I don't sleep that well at night anyways. And it's like, to me is like the biggest, like, I don't give a fuck move I can pull during a Monday through Thursday. Mm-hmm. Like to get to that point mentally at like 3:30 where it's like, hey, Alexis, set a timer for 30 minutes. Like that to me is just completely letting go of my problems.
You definitely just triggered anytime, and we've learned this lesson the hard way. But when you say and you make any sort of Alexa reference, the people who are listening with their headphones off, immediately now they're all you just set off so many timers accidentally. But
so I like that. Listening. Stop! I'm gonna start doing that.
Yeah,
Alexa, purchase an anus sweatshirt.
Chief,
I'm going afternoon nap too. I think you guys are underestimating that you can burn the roof of your mouth and burn your tongue on that first sip if it's too hot of that coffee.
I don't drink hot coffee. Ice is my go-to.
I don't either.
Do you guys drink iced coffee year round?
No,
not in the winter.
Oh, I always drink iced coffee.
It's too cold.
Always. Iced coffee or cold brew. I never drink
hot coffee. But I think the more satisfying one is an iced coffee on a hot day.
Yes, versus hot coffee on a cold day.
It's great. But then I'm thinking like, because I do wake up early on Saturdays, like we said earlier, but I have a tendency to, college football, you kind of fall asleep in the Beth Bowens is on the call for some random Big Ten game. And then you wake up in the second quarter of like that SEC game. That's great. And you're just kind of in and out and you're just there. And you, same thing as we said before, like you just don't have anything to do. I'm just picturing like a day, Saturday afternoon on the couch with the dog drifting off for an hour. And it is like a satisfying, like deep sleep, like you were saying, Ken Jack. Mm-hmm. And you wake up and you didn't miss anything. You're doing exactly what you want to be doing. And you just sit right and then you don't even have to move. I love that Saturday afternoon nap, especially during football season. So I'll take the afternoon nap.
It is a beaut. All right. White Sox, Dave.
I'm going to kind of echo what you just said and what you guys said, but I don't really like the taste of coffee. I don't dislike it, but I don't enjoy just sipping on a cup of Joe. I get iced coffee for the sole purpose that I can drink it super fast. Don't have to wait for it to cool down to get my needed effects from it. But like, are we in the trust tree? Can I speak freely with that? Oh, you guys make fun?
Of course. Yes. No.
All right. So like Ryan and I are one of our favorite friendship things to do is to go and sit at the back table of our home bar Declan's and just watch like 12 straight hours of college football. Obviously by like 8 PM, we're both completely plastered. On Sunday, you're completely hungover. So I'll order an 18-inch pizza at 11 AM as soon as whatever pizza joint I'm ordering from. Mm-hmm. And it'll just be me. I'll eat like a third of it. And then I'll pick at it through the rest of the day when I wake up in and out of naps. That is my heaven for like the afternoon football games, like Chargers versus Rams, whoever they're playing.
It's fucked up.
It's my favorite thing on earth.
Wait, why is it fucked up?
Why do we need a trust tree for that one?
Yeah, I think that was pretty normal thing.
Family size pizza for myself. And
pizza size has increased since the first time.
I don't know what 18 inches is.
Every Sunday for like 10 years.
Okay.
I did that every Sunday senior year of college. Mm-hmm. You get like three meals out of it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
TJ does that.
Also, pizza's always better in a pie. Day.
Pizza's good, warm, hot, cold. What's wrong with that?
So
I thought you guys were going to make fun of me for being a glutton.
I more want to make fun of you for thinking.
I thought they were making fun of you.
Okay, no, I actually, if that's the case, I deserve that.
But to be clear, I only said fucked up because he said Chargers for Kenny.
Okay,
I'm thinking West Coast games because they start late.
Yeah, but that is like it's accurate.
I know
it's a game that does not matter.
Raiders, it's true. Broncos, no effect on you guys whatsoever.
Or on anybody.
Yeah, I will note that TJ, I think on the episode of the bracket he produced, he told us how he orders a pizza at Saturday when he goes out, and then he leaves
three slices. This one's different.
Underneath his bed,
and then he eats one, and he leaves the other two slices on the floor.
On the floor,
and then he wakes up the next morning and eats those slices.
Yeah, so he doesn't forget about them.
Just get like a nightstand.
Yeah, or a fridge. Or like,
you can't change calendar days. It's got to be the same calendar day, I feel.
It's a wild name, but that's just that's just TJ, man. Okay.
Also, who cares, though? Pizza rules.
No, TJ and TJ rules. So we have the number 6 seed 1-3-2 afternoon nap. Well, Eddie, where are we going, actually? I forgot.
Yeah, I mean, it's literally just sleeping at a certain time of day. It doesn't get more like simple than that, and it's just unbeatable. After the classic, I took a nap. I don't take naps that often, but a post golf nap is just so needed and so recharged.
And you're not really a coffee guy.
No, not really. Yeah. I just kind of started like when I got this job, actually. So yeah, it's easy. It's the afternoon nap.
One of the types of naps that was suggested, I think, on Twitter, which is a great one, which is the post beach nap. Like when you just soaked in all the sun and then you go inside and you just lay down in the AC and fall asleep. That is an all-time nap. Like I imagine that's what like marathon runners feel like when they go to sleep tonight for whatever reason. Okay, next up we have the number 3 seed versus the 4 seed. The 3 seed, and we can zero in on what exactly we'll define it as, but it's just we'll say air conditioning and we could say home air conditioning. So like you get home and your AC is blasting on a hot day. Or I think also there's a separate level of like store air conditioning. Like store air conditioning is just so much more insane to me. Like you just feel like it just hits a little bit differently. I don't know how to explain it, but
big department store.
You ever go to an Apple store? They pump in oxygen into the air conditioning and it just like makes you feel like a whole new person. I don't know how it works, but like it's insane. But what do you guys think would be the one? The home AC I think is more common, obviously, or the store AC?
I guess store, because stores always smell good too, right?
Mm-hmm. It's more of a simple pleasure too than the home AC is such a bedrock of life that the way I'm
you're like 80 bucks in the whole month.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's not as simple.
I'm a lot more than that.
Yeah, definitely a lot more than that for me too. Yeah, mine's like 250 right now. You just
had to call right all day,
Dave. I have like six roommates.
No. Oh, okay.
It's humming on square feet all day long.
Mm. Yeah, my electricity bill, my AC bill is going nuts because my girlfriend works from home and I just don't get to enjoy any of it. And I pay the electric bill. So
and she needs AC during
the
day.
She needs the AC. Oh. It's so hot. It's stifling. We're sad. There was sun burning.
I thought girls heating it cold.
Dude, that's what I thought. That's exactly what I said.
In my office. It's too cold in here. I'm like, shut the fuck up. It's perfect.
They'll turn on the AC so they can wear a hoodie and sweatpants.
Mm-hmm. It sucks. 86 degrees.
Bitches.
One of you suggested, I think, hotel ACs that go below 60.
Yeah.
I think that's a great one too. Like the ones that get into the 50s, like that feels great. Especially if you're like visiting a city, you go out drinking, whatever. You come back and that AC is just cranking. It feels great. So are we gonna go with the store one? Or just
what if we just do blast of AC?
You can just do general
walking
blast,
into blast of AC.
Walking into a blast of AC. What do you think about that?
Store one is such like a reprieve. You know,
what I'm looking for is like when it's not unexpected, but like ooh.
Yeah. When you walk into a store in the winter and they have like those heaters.
Yeah.
Right, when you walk
thing.
In,
yeah,
when right it blows the heat right at you.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Is it better to get a sudden burst of cool or a sudden burst of heat?
I think cool. Cool. I think I prefer cool because I warm up. My body runs hot, so like it's just going to happen eventually. But like it takes me ages to cool down. So
and you can make your own heat. You can't make your own cool.
There's only so many layers you can take off. And there's a million more you can put on.
Yeah.
So
yeah, you just start rubbing yourself.
Exactly. You give yourself Indian rug burn. Just to, can we say that? Anymore?
You can't say.
I think
that
you Indian
rug guardian it's rug burn.
Guardian. okay, so let's. What do I just go with a blanket blast of AC?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's just groan with that. So
we're going to need a Titan to take down the Friday beer.
Okay, well, the blast of AC is going up against smoking. So
is that
I feel like for you, this is I'm going to say weed or tobacco specifically. I'm not going to say like crack. Like mm-hmm. I feel like that's a different sort of animal, and I don't want to face that just yet. But crack would be, I'm sure, it's not a simple pleasure. It's not very simple at all. We'll start with you this time, Eddie. Smoking versus the blast of AC.
You know, I've really gotten decently into cigars. I really do enjoy them, but you can't go against AC. It's impossible. Mm-hmm. And that's really all there is to say for me.
All right, Dave.
I think that's full of shit. I don't think anybody actually enjoys cigars. I think it's all for show. Cigars stink.
I like cigars, which is shocking.
No, you fucking don't know.
I swear to God, I like cigars.
Nobody likes cigars.
It makes me feel like a man for once in my life when I start smoking a cigar.
You look cool. Absolutely. You look like Tony Soprano or someone of status, which none of us are.
I believe Nick said it, but they're kind of like oysters, Dave, where like it's more the action and the ritual that's fun that people enjoy, maybe.
Yeah. And like the clipping, you use the thing to clip the cigar.
I mean, it's like it's
that thing's so cool. That device for like such a tiny little thing, the cigar clipper is one of the coolest things ever created.
The art of smoking cigars is everything about everything but smoking the cigar.
I feel like it's a social thing.
It's a social thing,
which is part of the like. No one smokes a cigar by themselves usually.
Many people do.
Eddie,
I feel like it's more
like a.
I don't.
You sit around.
Like if I'm with friends and they're not smoking, I will smoke one. I won't just go outside and smoke one by myself.
Right.
You're not there yet. People do that. I mean, that's a huge number of cigar smokers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like, get done and to go out work. The guys I used to work with in my sales job before this, more of the sales guys than less were like huge cigar aficionados and would smoke.
That's a cool
very
one
much
aficionado. It's swaying me on the cigars.
Coolest
the
robe. Dude, coolest the dude I ever knew was my.
It's just as much as an addiction as like having a bourbon at the end of the day. It's very much fits that role. I worked with a guy who had a metal case and he would bring his cigar in the morning. He would go down for 10 minute bursts every hour, go down for 10 minute bursts, rip the cigar, put it back in the case, go upstairs. Always smelled like cigar smoke. Didn't give a fuck.
Dave just called him a fucking fraud. How do you feel about that?
I don't know. Cigar smoking. I don't like smoking anything, to be honest. So I'm going to go with the AC.
You go with the AC.
I love this stuff, though.
Love this stuff.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Heaven is not there.
Mm-hmm. All right. Chief.
AC. AC is. AC's job is like to take down the Friday beer. I don't think there's any other thing that's going to come close.
Mm-hmm. It's also like AC is medicinal, I feel like. You know what I mean? Like if I'm feeling sick, if I just turn on the AC, I feel better.
Like I mean, there's nothing better than walking it. Just like, or when you get home and it's really hot, so you got to turn your AC on, just a waiting game until your room cools off. Mm-hmm. And then you walk out, you walk back in, get hit with that blast.
Yeah.
This is against smoking. I know it's not my turn, but it's
It is up against smoking. Carl?
I'm taking smoking here. I think AC is a little bit more circumstantial. There's a lot of nice days we don't need AC. There's a lot of times when it's cold and I don't want AC. Almost always I'm like, yeah, I'll smoke. I'll smoke. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is. I like to smoke a lot. I like the feeling of smoke in my lungs. I think it's a good social thing. I like to smoke when I'm alone. I like to smoke when I'm with people. I like to smoke on a golf course. I just like smoking. So smoke.
Got to go with the smoke. Owen?
Big stamp. Everything he just said.
It is. I think. And again, weed is underneath this banner.
Or just cigarettes.
Well.
I just like the act. I don't know.
It's, what's a cigarillo? Is it just a tiny cigar?
It's like a black and mild.
Yeah, black and mild. That's a cool ass word. Cigarillo.
Sass smokes like black cherry Cheyenne slits.
No.
He's also 17.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It's just a Sass move.
It rules.
I'm going AC. I smoke weed, but I guess I'm going against the smokes brand here. No, I love weed. I'm a stoner, dude. But I mean, AC, you can't compete with it.
Yeah, it's a tough one. My only argument against AC would be that like it is definitely a great simple pleasure, but like at the same time, it's almost like a prerequisite in the same way that some of you were talking about like coffee, where it's like I need this in order to progress in my day. Like that's sometimes how I view AC, but I still do think walking into that blast is unreal. The next up, we have the number 10 seed, which I know White Sox Dave is going to like, versus the number 7 seed. The 10 seed is a long shower, nice long shower. You could sit in it if you want. You could lay down in it if you want. I personally would, because I love laying down, getting a good shower on. And that's going up against the number 7 seed. And this is similar to AC, but it's different enough. The nice cool breeze on a hot day. You're heating up, stagnant air, nice cool breeze hits you. Tommy, you get to go first.
I mean, this one is similar to the AC, but the cold breeze is good. You know what else I like is when you're maybe at a baseball game and it's really hot and then you get a cloud over you for the first time and like your whole section will cheer for the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
But what was it up against again?
It is the long breeze versus a long shower.
Oh, long shower. I mean, a long shower is just, you said AC is medicinal. It's medicinal.
Long shower.
Clear your head. You feel like rejuvenated. It's a great hangover cure like we talked about a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. You're sick. It makes you feel better. You're just bored. It's fun. Mm-hmm. It's it ties into the running water
yes.
aspect of it. You could maybe jerk off in there if you'd like to. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I don't, but because I have roommates I respect. But I'll go long shower.
All right, Owen?
I'll go long shower as well. I love a cool breeze, but it's also kind of a tease sometimes, which is tough. Long showers are great. Best place to think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point.
You know when that breeze is the best? Is when someone's having like a cookout down the road and you just get a nice whiff of whatever their food.
That makes me jealous, though.
That's another tease,
that makes me
though.
Jealous.
Yeah.
I want some of the Sloppy Joe.
Yeah. What? Were they grilling a Sloppy Joe at your neighbor's house?
Right on the Weber.
Carl.
I'm taking cool breeze just because it's a cool breeze. It's not just a breeze. A cool breeze suggests that it's cooler than it is outside and you're in a position where you want
yes.
a breeze. And so to me, that is much more fits the definition of a simple pleasure than a long shower. Long showers make me anxious. If I'm getting in the shower, it's because I'm going somewhere. Like I have stuff to, like I get up in the morning, I'm taking a shower because I'm going to work. Like it just, I don't see a shower as like a relaxing thing. It's part of the routine of life where a cool breeze is not.
Carl smells like crap. All right. Chief, you're up.
I think it's the shower. I think there's two things that you do in the morning that make you feel like a new person, and it's shower and that coffee. And shower probably more than the other one. You know, you're traveling, shower, you feel better. Anything you do that you want to feel better, you just wipe away all your problems in the shower. You're good to go. You're a brand new person.
Do you do what Fights does, which is
probably not.
Like a he showers hot like a normal human being, but then to end the shower, he turns it on cold. And
oh
just
fuck!
Like
I do that. Actually.
Braces himself awake.
Yeah, I don't do that.
I just spent the weekend with Feidelberg. I'm starting to realize that he and I have more in common than I'm comfortable with. But yeah, that's like I don't do it to my face. I'll like kind of put my head down into my chest and turn it cold, so it goes on like the back of my neck. Mm. I really only do that in the summer though, if it's like a super hot day and you want that shower to. What is the day? You want that shower to take? Yeah, you don't want to step out of the shower and keep sweating. So in the summer, I will do the cold shower thing.
Gotcha. White Sox, Dave.
Shock the pores.
I know what you guys are thinking that I'm going to go with. And you're right. I'm going with the shower. Cool breeze, like Carl said, he very eloquently put that it's hot out and it's a cool breeze. You want that breeze. But a shower, it can be like a very utility act. You need to get in, get out. You feel great after you do. Maybe you just get home from work, shower, hit the road, going to the bars, going to get laid, all that stuff. Maybe. You can use it. Like when I wake up in the morning, I take showers in the dark. I know that's a weird move, but I can't turn the lights on and get blinded because your eyes have been in the, you know, in the dark room all day. I'll shower in the dark. That is an awesome feeling. Trust me on it.
I agree. You're right.
And then the shower nap, of course. The shower nap is the best hangover cure on earth. I people think I'm weird for it. It's basically a sauna.
I agree.
Like
with
I'll
you.
Just push the faucet all towards the wall, so it's not actually hitting me. But the steam just clears you out. And it's like relaxing, and cathartic. Mm-hmm. So I'm going with the shower.
And you sit down all for that or stand?
I lay down like a mummy. Like I'll cross my arms and I'll just like close my eyes and steam myself out for like 30 minutes. Waste all that precious water, spend all that money on the water, but you get out and you feel a million times better. It's a great hangover cure.
I don't pay for water in my building, thank God, because I would run up the bill real bad. And the way I have to sit in it is because they're way too – every bathtub is too small in New York City. Like they're meant for fucking babies. But like I basically sit there as if I'm like fucking giving birth, and I'm just like laying back, knees are up, like I'm getting my ass eat like Chuck Berry or whatever, and just – Let the cool or steamy like sort of vapors clear out your entire system.
Yeah,
it feels great when you're done.
So are you team shower nap because of me or because you just knew about it?
Oh, I've always done it. I've done it as long as I've lived alone.
It's the absolute best thing on earth.
Mm-hmm. It's the greatest, Eddie.
I mean, listen, there's not many more things that receive a 1,000% comment at than a nice breeze. I mean, you're at a graduation party, the French onion dips melting, the good watermelons picked over, they're out of chicken, and a good breeze hits, everyone's fucking sweating their ass off. Everybody's like, that felt good.
Mm-hmm. You feel like it makes everyone like stop.
I kind of been with Owen where it's a tease.
Like showers.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a relief, Tom.
It's a relief. But
the other thing about it too, there's something about it just being completely unpredictable.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's just kinda like a shower, you know what you're doing, but you're like, ooh, that was nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's something about it. Not,
yeah. And you feel it? Like, yeah, everybody felt it.
And it was just, it's just crucial. Like, you need it, comes right when you need it.
That's a great point.
Go with the breeze.
Either way, the long shower is going to move on. And now we have our number 2 seed versus our number 15 seed. The 2 seed was suggested in some manner or form by like almost everybody. It's pounding off. A little bit of a jerk-off sesh. You know what I'm talking about. Everyone here knows what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. And that's going up against the number 15 seed. And this is my personal pick to put in here. But like I don't know how to describe it exactly, but just like a really deep inhale whiff of the fall air. Like
yeah,
the air,
I know what you're talking about.
That first, especially that first time, like when it really turns into fall and like
crisp fall,
the crisp fall air, like it really get that first whiff of it. I just something about that I think is so simple that I love so much. Eddie, we'll start with you.
Sorry, I had to look at Chief because if this motherfucker takes breathing in wooded air in a flannel over beaten off, he's a fucking coward. So I'm taking beaten off. It's pretty simple. It's beaten off, man.
Here's the thing about Chief.
That's what it is.
His girlfriend doesn't beg him and ask him to go like apple picking and doing all the fall boyfriend girlfriend shit. It's the other way around. He's that big of a fucking weirdo. He loves that kind of shit.
He's a fall hit. It's okay. We're safe space here. Remember, you could talk about ordering pizza and liking the fall.
Don't deflect, Dave. Are you jerking off or are you fucking taking a deep breath of the fall air?
I mean, like, it's definitely jerking off. I'm trying to think of why the fall air is. I guess when you get because
fellas, is it gay to enjoy autumn?
Hold on. You can kind of smell and feel the seasons changing. Like that first time I smell fresh cut grass, it's like a summer's around the corner. That first time you smell burning leaves, it's like fall's around the corner. Fall's
burning.
You know what I mean by that? Like burning leaves. I guess you guys don't have
just leaves.
Leaves are that's like a very random, colorful, kind of sus.
I think that's like against the
a
wall.
Random
burning your leaves.
No,
it is. You can only do it on Sundays. I think it is.
Yeah, you can do it.
You can do it once
a week. Sundays when they're not looking.
Yeah.
There are a lot of fire alarms.
But like, I don't know. I wouldn't say for me personally that's a pleasure, but like when I'm let a fucking five roper fly, it's like, there you go.
Jesus Christ. And
this all guy's right. Letting them loose. It's like fucking second birth to Titanic in Belfast.
So I said the shower, the coffee thing. Jerking off makes you feel like a new man too. So like that is like a way to clear your head. That's great. But I got to say, a lot of shame that comes with that too. I feel a little bit of shame. And I'll be I love the fall. And I think I'm going fall air. Jerking off is just like kind of what Carl was saying about the shower. It's just like part of the routine.
It can also be like a boredom thing.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, but
this way.
And it's something that is just like, you know, it's like a year round and it's like there's something probably more special.
You can do it basically whenever you want. What I'm saying is you can do it daily for the most part if you want to. And obviously
and it should
not
be a boredom thing, not when you're busy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give me one second.
Actually,
guys.
I don't know about that. Sometimes you're busy. And you're at home, but you're busy, you're stressed out, you got a lot going on, you just got to clear your head.
That's fair. Pop it.
Get the toxins out.
There's a survival component to it where I remember reading something about this one, like it was in law school, and I was telling someone, I was like, man, I can't stop jerking off during finals. And they're like, yeah, it's because you think you're going to die. Like, it's because you're so overly stressed with what's going on in your life that you, and you guys probably find this too, like think of times when you're really, really stressed is like where you're super horny because the survival instinct of like this is coming to an end, I need to spread my seed is like a real thing.
I didn't really put that together, but I feel
that
like
checks out for me. I think
the survival instinct end of it really doesn't work since you're kind of just shooting them into a tissue or whatever. But yeah,
well, one of the horniest places for me is the library. Like when I get to a library and I'm studying for something, I just get so horny.
Like the Oregon girl, or was that who that was?
Like, right? It's like anytime I see a black couch, I immediately think the back room casting couch guy. like Pavlov's dog.
Yep.
That's a ton of couches.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like every
half of the couches.
That's why he thinks he can jerk off anywhere. Black couch starts jerking off.
Sorry, it's Pavlov's dog. You had a leather couch. It's your problem.
Don't blame me. Blame Freud. Okay.
Black couches were asking for it.
Couch.
All right, Carl, so you're going with beating off?
Well, yeah, I was just thinking like, yeah, I don't know. Like breathing, like the fall air thing is just a little too gay. Put a dick in my hands, please. And let me just beat off.
All right, Owen.
I hope that sentence was on purpose, because if it was, that was hilarious.
That was the funniest thing.
Fall is too gay, but put a dick in my hand.
Yep.
Yeah. He was sitting on that one for a minute.
I think Chief and Carl were both touching on it. It's more just getting it out for me. I don't know if it's a pleasure, and I kind of, yeah, it doesn't like feel great when it's all said and done. What was the other option?
Fall air.
Love the fall air. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
Birthday, football, flannels.
Cold.
Apple picking, pumpkin patches, hay rides.
He's got me.
Yeah. I mean, sports, I think.
Speaking of Pavlov's dog, every time you mention the word fault, the Chief, he's just rock hard immediately.
Like, it's like a beating off to fall option here.
Fall guy.
I got a book that's just like foliage. I just go to town.
Yeah. It's like orange.
Steve's
red
black leaf. Couch.
Yeah.
Crack open the window.
I mean, that's normal. I'm the normal one for that.
Yeah.
He's the weird one, not me.
All right. So Owen's going with the fall air.
Yeah, fall rules.
Tommy.
I think I'm going to go fall air too. Jerking off to me, it's like a necessity. It's like, mm-hmm. I just got to fuck. Sometimes it's an inconvenience. It's like, I got to fucking get this out of here right now, go about the rest of my day, clear my head. And after, like you said, Owen, like you get a little bit of that guilt sometimes or whatever. And fall air never makes me feel bad. Fall air only makes me feel good, where it's like, mm-hmm. I don't know, if we're talking simple, I mean, the feeling of coming is great. It's a great feeling. But is it a simple pleasure?
And this is jerking off. This isn't just coming.
Right, right.
So this is everything. Just, yeah.
So, yeah, I'm gonna go fall air here.
I feel like jerking off.
I hate touching dicks. So.
Jerking off is definitely a I would say a simple pleasure, just because it's out of all of these things, like it requires you either purchase something or be in a certain geographical area or whatever. Like even fall air, like you're not getting that in like fucking Costa Rica or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, so I think everybody in the world. Men jerk off, girls jerk off, all of them, everyone does it. So in that case, it is simple, and you only need the physical part of your anatomy in order to do it. But since I have to tie break, I think between these two, I would agree in that the air in the fall is more special than the pounding off, because the pounding off is sort of medicinal and sort of like you need to get the venom out of you. Like and once you're done, you go from the horniest person alive to the least horniest person alive.
Yeah.
And that sort of roller coaster
is,
of emotions.
That
no
switch fun. Is cloud insane.
Yeah, sure. Well, jerking off before a date is huge. I mean, there's a lot of times you jerk off before a big meeting, before like any of that stuff, I think is huge. It sets the stage for a greater performance later in the night.
But then there's also the factor of people think that if you don't jerk off for a while, it like increases your testosterone, which will then make you naturally more desirable on a date or something. But I disagree with that.
Carl,
I don't think I've ever met anybody who just has the go-to word for it be pounding off.
Neither do I. So on the list, I put pounding off, there's beating off.
Beating your meat.
Rip the tip.
Ripping tip.
I'm simple. I'm a jerk.
You guys ever hear about how Tommy used to jerk off?
Oh God,
no.
Oh, Tommy, why don't you stand up and give a demonstration?
Give a quick demonstration of how you.
No. Well, so this is when I was like, I don't know, like 12, 13, first jerking off, and there was no guide on how to jerk off, and
it's the internet.
This was before I could even like. This was when I was still having dry orgasms. We've talked about that before. Yeah. Dry orgasms were great. Your dick.
I wish I could go back.
I wish I could like had an option. Yeah. Like I'd like a dry orgasm tonight, please. It just beats. I would do it like I was a DJ spinning like discs at a table. And just like, if this is my dick, I'd get like the.
You had a clip.
Like
yeah,
the,
it was a clip.
Yeah. Like the, like, it's hard. So if this is my dick, like, I'm like.
I got it.
Like where the head meets the skin, kind of. Just rubbing it like it's my clitoris.
Yeah.
Felt good.
If it makes you feel better. First time I tried, didn't even touch the shaft.
Mm-hmm.
Shook the balls like dice. Swear to God. Went to dinner with my family with blue balls after. I don't know why I say these things.
So is this a common experience for you Chicago boys or no?
No. No, I'm sorry.
You I don't even know how?
That's first time luck, man.
Wait,
Okay, fine. You're doing it. First time I jerked off, I came before I realized that I was like jerking off. I was like, what am I doing? I was like watching some Showtime or softcore thing on Cinemax. And it was just like, I was like, am I peeing? My piss feels better than, and it was just this overwhelming. Like I had no idea what I, and then I was guilty because I was like, oh my God, I think I just jerked off. I think I beat off now. Like I'm one of those guys.
Beat off.
Yeah.
Hey, Tommy, how many times do you think you jerked off that way before you figured out how to jerk off?
Mine was one.
Mine was more than one.
that's what I mean. Like
probably
you're like 18. Were you jerking off just rubbing the
dick? Sophomore year of college.
No.
Entered a girl's room. Maybe and started doing that.
Oh, you do that too? Probably like 20 times, maybe. I like a pretty decent amount of times, but not like I'd say I could do more months. Maybe the first few months that I was jerking off for.
Mm-hmm.
The DJ comparison's throwing me off. I'll be honest.
Like they spin,
like, you know, like you scratch a record. Yeah. So the movement of your wrist of scratching that record.
Yeah.
He would take that and then do that movement on his shaft.
I think you guys should all try it and report back.
It definitely stunted your cock growth, though.
For sure. Yeah. Absolutely. That was definitely detrimental to you.
Everybody can tell.
I think my first jerk off was in the basement to a Girls Gone Wild commercial. Something about those steel drums.
Was it Dana Beers? Remember, for the first time on the lawnmower?
Was that Steven? No, we would know that if that was
Steven. Yeah, that was Steven.
I think it was Dana.
That
was like the Howard Stern Wild on E with Brooke Burke, and they would have the Girls Gone Wild commercials in between. It was just like the horniest hour.
I mean, there was when you guys were around that age, did you just go through the humping like stuff phase? Like you humped the couch,
hump the
floor. Oh yeah.
Like an animal. Great.
I never humped the couch, Tommy.
Yeah.
I don't believe something. That flat couch.
You humped something that wasn't living before. I will guarantee I'll bet my life savings on that.
I can promise you I've never humped anything.
I don't think
solid.
I've humped.
Really?
You never humped something inorganic.
Not a shih tzu.
I'm not saying like you went and came in it or something.
Maybe you were in bed and just rubbing against rumble it. Pack?
You brought up the rumble pack.
I mean, a flat bed, but I never found the corner of a couch.
And so now I'm starting to wonder, Ed,
the arm.
What is your relationship with the rumble pack?
I'm not saying you're going and you're fucking a stuffed animal or something. I'm saying you're just rubbing your dick up against something.
Yeah, like, rubbing your dick up against
something. Like, this is the object. You're going like this.
All right, so we're bordering on close to turning this bracket into best ways to jerk off.
Okay, so we'll move it on. Either way, fall air is going to move on, and we can plow through our playoffs really quick. But first, let's hear really quick from Whatnot.
All right, let's talk about Whatnot. If you haven't heard of Whatnot, it is a live stream auction app where you can buy collectibles, comics, and really almost anything else. They bring businesses and people together through commerce, where sellers can host live streams and engaged connoisseurs like yourself can bid in real time. With live streams happening 24/7, you never know what you can discover. And now, Barstool is Whatnot's newest seller. We're going to be going live once a week on Whatnot, running live shows and selling never-before-seen auction items and Whatnot exclusive. Download the Whatnot app and follow the Barstool Sports account at Barstool Sports so you'll be the first to get notified when we go live. Use the link in the description to get $10 off your first purchase on Whatnot.
All right, thanks to Whatnot. First up, we have them, the Eastern Conference of our bracket, taking your pants off when you get home from work versus finding a good parking spot. Eddie, you go first.
Finding a good parking spot.
Getting that good parking spot.
Yeah.
Dave?
I'm going with pants off after work. I mean, it's the first thing I do when I get home. Mm. The first thing. I drop my shit off on the couch and I change my pants.
Mm. I'm with you on that, Chief.
I'm going parking spot. That can change the trajectory of your whole day. So I'm going parking spot.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to follow Chief there too, and also take parking spot as someone who lives with high amount of stress and I just don't want to deal with it. So parking spot, big time.
Owen,
parking spot.
Parking spot's going to move on. Tommy, what would you pick?
I would have went opposite direction. I would have went pants off. I think it's the greatest part of the day is getting home, and especially if you're wearing like an uncomfortable pair of jeans, getting home, getting in shorts, nothing better. And I don't drive that much.
All right, so you go first on the other hand of this, peeing outside versus the first weekend beer.
Got to go first weekend beer. I mean, I don't want it to just waltz its way to the championship, but peeing outside is not – it's not good enough to beat that.
Yeah, I don't want it to waltz to the championship either, but like we'd be lying if it didn't, it feels like. So I'll definitely send it through this round.
Carl?
The only thing that's hanging me up is when Eddie did the reveal on how complicated our psychological need is to have beers on the weekend. But however complicated that psychological need is, it certainly is the most pleasurable thing that I'll do. I'm taking the beers.
All right, Chief.
I don't think it should. I think it should be a closer debate. Like peeing outside is like such a luxury. But I don't know. I guess we'll clean sweep. We'll go beers.
Dave and Eddie, would you have also gone first beer?
Yeah, but begrudgingly, because I love pissing outside.
Mm-hmm. I was going to take piss.
I don't think we get to pee as much as you guys without the alleys, right?
Outside. Yeah, we don't have the alleys, yeah. So it is much harder.
I mean, it is New York City, though. People shit and piss everywhere.
No, that's it's like homeless. Don't let though, homeless man. People shit and piss, but like they'll snipe you for pissing on the bank.
Big time.
That's fucked up. Yeah, I mean, that's super fucked up. One of the last fall when I was out there, I saw this dude right outside the office. What's that place called? Like Chicken Fingers or whatever across
Stickies.
The street?
Stickies.
Sticky Fingers or whatever it is. Chicken Fingers.
We just told you.
It was the one before people said.
Stickies, whatever it called. I thought it was Sticky Fingers when you said it. That's why I said it. Anyway, there was a dude projectile vomiting in the middle of the street, just straight purple liquid like a fire hose. It was the most foul thing I've ever seen. I'm like, get me out of this dump. It was the middle of the day too. It was like noon.
It was like fucking grimace.
Yeah,
like,
homeless. That's homeless people privilege.
Yeah, exactly.
People are shit poop wherever they want.
Yeah, shout out to Joey B. So now we have the Eastern Conference Finals, first beer versus the good parking spot. Eddie,
I still think like, yeah, I think pee and I think parking still good too. But I was gonna take peeing over this, but I will take beer over parking spot.
One for beer.
I will take beer.
Dave
for beer. Yeah. I'll go beer.
I gotta go beer. I mean, I don't think anything can compete with it.
It's very hard to rationalize picking it's anything also, else.
I think these both two have been very close.
It's the culmination of multiple things that we've already talked about. Like you get home, you take off your pants. You might beat off after work. You sit down on the couch and you crack that beer. It's just magical.
The pick isn't take all of them.
I know, but it's the like that's what – everything that leads up to cracking
it's the mountaintop, like the rest of the stuff is the climb towards. Okay.
It's the top of Mount Kilimanjaro.
It's confusing.
I'm trying to put myself in a scenario where it's a Friday and I'm driving around in the winter and I can't find a parking spot. And then I do. I think that is actually like a bigger relief, a better feeling that you finally pull into that parking spot. The beer is going to be there. It's dread and doom when you are just getting so frustrated when you can't get that parking spot. I think I'll go parking spot.
I'm also going to take parking spot. I'm going to take parking spot for exactly what Chief is talking about. Mm-hmm. I have that beer. I know the beer's coming. I know what the beer tastes like. I know what glass I'm drinking. I know everything I need to know about that beer, and it's part of my life. The parking spot shows up when you need it. I don't want to be driving ever. I don't ever want to be looking for parking. I don't ever want to parallel park on a street. I'll do it. I'm fine. You know, it's not like I can't. It's just the matter of remove this from my life.
Picture that moment where you're looking for one, you're circling, and then you're like getting frustrated, and then you see someone backing out.
Yeah. The white lights come on.
No, you're sliding. Yeah. And you know, you slam on the brakes, let that person out, scoot in. That's better than that first beer.
Man, it might have swayed me. Owen?
Absolutely swayed me. It's going to seem like I'm just sucking off Chief and Carl this episode, but I'm just very impressionable, and that was great. It's the parking spot. The beer is it's not there, but the beer is always there for everyone else, and the parking spot's not that instant relief that rules.
Mm-hmm. Tommy?
I'm going the beer. I think, though, part of the beauty of the parking spot is that it is it's like a crisis averted thing that we were saying before. It's a relief. It's a great relief. But just the simple pleasure of like, I just got home from a week of work. And even though you know what it is, it's still great. It doesn't matter how many times you've had it. Ice cold beer hitting your lips for the first time. It's a relaxing feeling. And, you know, if you're finding a parking spot, you've probably been maybe a little stressed out looking to find one. There's everything about the beer drinking experience. It's just pleasurable.
All right. So I have to tie break. And I think I've been completely swayed for parking. Just something about it. You get Chief and Carl, you really swayed me on this because I feel like you guys are saying, the beer is going to be there, but that parking spot isn't always going to be there. So it makes when it is there that much more special. So I don't know.
Chief, you got to run for office, man.
I was just going to say, run for office. Yeah.
All right. So that's going to be on the one side of our, that's going to be one of our championship teams. On the other side, really quick, Tommy, AC versus afternoon nap.
AC, easy.
Oh, without a doubt.
AC.
Owen.
AC.
AC. Carl.
AC.
Chief.
This is that Final Four where a team wins by 30.
AC. It's going to move on, but Dave and Eddie.
AC.
Yeah, I'll go with the group AC.
Yeah, that's a clean Sheep. Sweep. For the AC.
Someone should cut that up into a Pup Punk promo for Friday.
Yeah, AC, 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 AC. AC. All right, next up, Eddie, you go first. That good whiff of the fall back shot air versus the 10 seed long shower.
I honestly don't care for either of these. I think I voted for the opposite both times. Mm-hmm. I don't get the long shower thing. I really don't.
I got to get you out to a pumpkin patch, man.
But it's going to win. I'm picking that. I'm picking the fall air, but I just don't. Showers, like, you're there to do a fucking job, and I'm in and out. I don't really – I assume that's a lot of people know.
Yeah.
I like a shower.
Yeah, everyone loves a good shower. Mm-hmm. But to sit there and bask in it, it's just not for me. So I'm going with the smell of fall air.
Dave?
Shower.
Another one for the shower – or one for the shower anyway. Chief?
Give me that fall air. I can. Yeah. The more we're talking about it, I know people don't like to
get excited
end
for it.
Summer early. I'm getting it's right around the corner.
Mm-hmm. I mean, whoever we pick here is just getting sacrificed to AC in the next round.
Yeah.
So whose dream do I want to make come true? The long shower or the smell of fall? Let's send the 15th seat through. Let's do something different. Let's take the smell of fall. Again, I'm looking ahead. I don't see this. Mm-hmm. And I'm more utilitarian with that, where it's just like I'm doing the shower because I got a shower. You know, like if I didn't smell, I'm not like running into hot water being like, oh, this is so relaxing. It's just like I smell like shit. I could take a shower.
Fall air. It's got three votes.
Fall air. Yeah, it falls into the coffee and it's there. It's daily. Mm-hmm. Where fall right. air.
Tommy, what you pick? I would have went long shower.
But. Long shower. Well, the fall air is gonna move on versus AC. You're up first, Tommy.
AC. I mean, the fall air is great. But it's almost hard to describe, you know, like I think the AC is it's just great. Like, it really is great. Like, I don't really have many other words to say it, but I specifically, like, remember, like, getting out of, like, a hot shower in the summer and everything's so hot. You go into your room, AC that you turned on before you got in the shower, walk in there for the first time, hits you, makes you feel amazing. So I'll go AC.
AC, Owen?
Fall air in a landslide.
Ooh.
The nature is set to an AC temperature for everybody.
Ah, that's a good point.
What are we rocking with? 58 to 64?
Point. Yeah. Fuck, that's a good point. I didn't even think about that.
I like my pleasure man-made.
All right, Carl.
Yeah, no, my skin is sensitive to Freon when it combines with like the atmosphere, so I'm going to take fall air.
Ooh, two for fall air. We're looking at an upset?
This is like when Syracuse matches up against someone who just can't shoot versus the zone. It's just a tough one.
Chief?
I'm going AC. I think AC is like one of the most important inventions ever. Like, people always talk about like, oh, like what would you do if you had a time machine? Where would you go back? I'm not going back anywhere before the AC was invented. Mm-hmm. I'm staying right where, I don't know when it happened, like 1950 or something like that. I'm not going back before that because that's how important AC is. I feel like everyone must have just been like clinically depressed and miserable all the time because you're just hot and overheated. Maybe that's why there were so many more like wars all the time back then. It's just because everybody was like, I'm fucking angry because I'm hot.
And their skin looks like candle wax.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think AC is.
I agree with you on the inventions. It's like the AC's right here, and then like the Coke Freestyle machine is like right below it. Like, they're two of the most important inventions ever made. Dave.
AC.
Another one for AC. Is it going to go home? Eddie?
Yeah, I got to go AC. I mean, it's
Gordon Hayward off the backboard.
It's easy.
All right, so Eddie, you vote first in our championship round.
Oh, I thought that was the title.
No, this is the title. The parking, the 12 seed parking versus the, what is it, the 3 seed? 3 seed AC. Eddie.
Fuck, they're both so strong. It's a good finals matchup. The people are happy with this one. I would think, at least. A simple pleasure. I think finding a parking spot is just more simple. So for that reason, I'm going to go with finding a parking spot.
Finding the parking spot. Dave.
More simple.
AC.
This man loves AC.
Chief. I love AC.
Man.
Fall air.
I'm going AC simply because I hardly ever drive anymore. Like three times a year, I feel like. So AC just because it is something that I need to get through day to day. And I just don't experience that parking anxiety as much as I used to.
Also, if you think of it as like, would you rather never have AC again, or would you rather just always have pretty bad parking spots? Mm. I'll take the pretty bad parking spots and a life with AC as opposed to no AC, but I get great spots.
What if it was every time you had to park, you had to circle for an hour?
Oh,
or AC.
Yeah, it's not the bad parking spot. It's like not being able to bump. It's not like, oh, I got to park at the end of the lot.
Yeah,
we're talking lots and lots, too. Like, we're not even talking street like streets. I'm talking about pulling up to 855 West Belmont. We're about to cut snake draft in 1 minute. I just see all of Belmont is loaded. I don't have time to go down to the parking garage. And I'm just, I'm just like in the worst mood imaginable looking for that.
But then
spot.
You can't get, you can't cool off from that bad mood with a nice AC.
Yeah, your car's AC doesn't always know.
Yeah, if I can roll the window down or like, you know, I mean, it's like today, 71 degrees in Chicago. You're not going to tell me today that I need AC. You know, and the other day it was our AC was broken in our office, and that was bad, and that becomes a problem. Now we're walking around, who broke the fucking AC? When's your guy coming here fixing AC? What are you doing? When your show? We got to get the AC fixed. Is it hot in the studio yet?
Yeah.
If the AC ever breaks in this office, you guys like who broke it for everything. Coming in.
It'd be pretty good.
Yeah.
So, Carl, which one are you picking? The fall air, or rather the AC or the parking?
I mean, it's just a perpetually like disgruntled, you know, like person in public. I will take the parking.
The parking. 2-2. Owen.
AC, even though it might not be as simple. Yeah, I just don't drive enough.
Mm-hmm.
And especially now, even when I do go home to borrow a car, like I'm not driving anywhere with massive lots. I'm usually going to a like destination somewhere for work or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'll go with AC.
AC, Tommy.
Goated invention.
Give it the championship. Put a ring on its finger, Aaron Donald, AC. The best simple pleasure.
The AC is the winner of our 38th bracket. That was a fun one. Thanks so much, Chicago boys, for joining in. I appreciate you, as always. We'll be back next week with a new episode of the bracket. I think we're going to have the Out and About boys on next week for best compliments, which will be an interesting time. Yeah,
we could talk about that.
Yeah, that'll be a fun
Maybe
one.
Maybe we can have them compliment us, because getting complimented
by gay guys is so much better than any woman.
Oh, we should just have the every seat on the bracket, we make them say it to us. What?
Yeah, why don't you make... Why don't you tell them about your jerk off method?
Yes, exactly. I'm very curious how
they'll probably get off to that.
all right. If you're watching on YouTube, subscribe. If you're watching Spotify, subscribe, all that stuff. We'll be back next week.
Stella Blue Coffee's new canned lattes are here. Crafted with 100% Colombian coffee, each can is a good source of protein and comes in two smooth flavors, espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. And whether you're braving your morning commute or chasing your pup, Stella Blue cans are for those always on the go and for those who care. Stella Blue is more than just great coffee. It's about giving back. I named the brand after my rescue dog, Stella, who inspired our mission to help more dogs find their forever homes. Every purchase supports animal rescue organizations, so when you drink Stella Blue, you're not just fueling your day, you're saving a dog's life. Try the new cans today, taste the difference, and make a difference. All new Stella Blue coffee canned lattes now available at StellaBlueCoffee.com or subscribe on Amazon for 10% off.